Hello and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast. I'm Paul, your game master, and with me I have Natalie, who plays Bright Force.
Hello.
Mike, who plays Weasel.
Hey, everybody.
Art, who plays Samurai Crab.
Hello, everybody.
And Rob, who plays Damon.
Howdy.
We still need to name change.
Nope.
I did this a long time ago, and I don't remember how the response was, so I'm going to try it again. I have a question for all the characters, not the players.
Uh-oh. I have vague memories of this.
Who do I play again?
What is your character's favorite fast food restaurant? Whoever has an answer. Also, remember, there is a place called Kate Burger, which is like a multinational chain. Also, if you want to make up a new one, now's the time, because it becomes canonical once it hits recording.
Well, I don't have a choice in the matter.
Yeah, so yeah, I have to pick Maria's.
So you have answer that your family hears?
That's a restaurant.
Got it.
And then the answer that Rico actually likes. You could do that.
This is a fast food question.
Can I give Rico's answer for him? To count for me?
No.
Okay.
You don't get 2 points.
You have to name your own characters.
Because I figured they might make a El Combustion burrito at some sort of fast food place.
Yeah.
It failed. It burned up.
It's known for its flatulence.
Lots of beans. All right, so who wants to go first?
I'm thinking, man.
It doesn't have to be anything fancy. Like, and if you come up with something new, we'll write it down and it'll become canonical. Also, and Natalie will write it down in the notes. I can feel Art percolating an idea. Mm-hmm. I can hear the little bubbling like a coffee percolator.
Udon you now.
What?
Udon. Udon, it's a mm-hmm. Japanese soup. Udon you now.
Oh. I love it.
Oh, hold on. Hold, I'm almost there.
Udon.
Udon dash you dash now.
Only exists in Japan.
U-D-O-N
hyphen.
Hyphen.
U.
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 Hyphen.
She likes their hyphen.
Now.
N-O-W.
I love it. And is it only in Japan, or are there one or two in the States, too?
I would think it's only in Japan, but there could be some in the States.
I like to.
They tried to put one in the States. It's not doing well, but it does exist.
Oh, my God. It's right on the border. There is one. There's one in Riverside City. It's on the border between the Suck and New Milan. So it's like in that Nouveau, like they're trying to gentrify it area. So they put it in there. Like everyone will love it, and it's like no one goes there. But like the cult people, are like no, this is really good for being fast food. All right, cool. Who's next?
So do you want that combustion burrito?
No, you can use that.
I can't. That's for you.
Yeah. No. I figure Weasel likes something with a lot of sugar, so I'm trying to think of something for that.
Fast food sugar shop.
Could do like Dairy Queen.
Quickie Scoops?
Yeah, Dairy Queen.
And like Quickie Scoops.
Yeah.
It's like Quickie Mart, but with ice cream.
Yeah, no. We'll go with something similar to Dairy Queen. You know, something.
Dairy Queen-esque.
Ice cream and I originally intended for him to be a gremlin, not the face of the party. And then I just kind of got drafted into it. So, you know,
all
I can't,
face skills. I don't know what you're talking about.
I can't do the whole gremlin thing.
this was a decision you made, sir, in character generation, because I've seen the sheet. We got Dairy Queen for a Weasel. Or something. It's Dairy Queen. It's a Midwestern thing. I'm fine with it being a thing. Okay. We got two left. Damon. Slash Rob.
Damon's favorite thing is a coffee shop, actually, known as Starbucks.
Yeah, I think everyone knows what Starbucks
pay us.
Is.
Pay us.
References.
Yes, please. Please, yes. Okay. Natalie, Bright Force is last.
So I've been sitting here thinking. I was just like, okay, Natalie, think of one that isn't... It's Luna is not you. You can't pick one of your favorites. So I'm just like, okay, we won't do that. So the first one that popped into my little head was the Rainforest Cafe. But I was like, okay, we can move forward with that, right? Be like, okay, so she is, like, an angry child, you know? She wants to, like, see fighting and stuff. She's a raged person. Oh, gosh, that actually sounds much better than what I was thinking. I was going to say, like, a medieval times-esque thing where it's sword fighting and it's also eating.
That's not fast food.
If witches could kill,
but
if we would be
DM-free.
But you think about this. So it's similar to medieval times, except that they have, like, swashbuckling happening every hour.
It's called White Castle.
I wish.
White Castle.
Make it Princess Bride themed.
Swashbucklers. Swashbucklers! And they have pirates! And they do fighting. Pirate fighting, and it's right. Fast food.
So is that that it? Swashbucklers is the name you're going with?
I love it.
Absolutely.
It's a thing, though.
I'm so glad that we all figured it out.
And they're only on boats, and they have, like, boats that, like, float around the ring of the inside of the lake. So you can always find one at, like, meal times, or you can track
it
down.
There's like three or four of them in the lake, and a couple of them go up and down the river.
Yeah.
Okay, I feel like it's a fever dream, but I feel like this place exists.
It doesn't.
There is a restaurant, though, that's medieval times-esque, but it's pirate-themed. Like, I'm very sure of it.
And Luna's only been there once.
Natalie wants to now go there. No, Luna's been there like five times. In the last year.
Huskies aren't allowed.
Wow, solid snack. All right, so...
I can hear that from orbit.
Moving on. Who has the recap?
All right, recap, Rob, y'all.
Oh, God.
I'm pretty sure Rob has done the recap like the last 10 episodes.
Rob does good with the recap.
He does!
So, especially because it's his story.
Yeah, hit it.
So... we're doing the gauntlet. I believe that was the end of the last, the previous one was, I was getting up to the gauntlet. So this last one was the gauntlet, where we fought 12 lions that were mechanical. I figured out with a high technology roll.
Correct.
Followed by fighting a, Cerberus, three Cerberuses.
Three.
Cerberi?
Cerberi, I'll take Cerberi.
Octopus to octopi, Cerberus to Cerberi.
Not usually, but yes, three Cerberus hounds.
And then for the third part of the gauntlet, we fought a iron hydra that when we meleeed it, it bled acid onto our melee fighter.
Fuck y'all up.
Oh, if you hit it with slashing, I have a bludgeoning weapon.
Piercing or slashing, actually. Bludgeoning was the only thing that didn't trigger it.
Ah. Or thunder.
Or thunder. Okay,
of the
or fire. So, rip our fighter.
Hey, it happens.
Mike, you should have brought crab cakes.
No. I get you.
Got it.
I brought crab sushi last time.
Got it.
All right. And after that, the end of the end of the last episode, if I remember correctly, and I've been told I do, was
there was some loud yelling, angry yelling coming from the guy who runs this place,
Gilgamesh,
because we freed his champion and he was not happy.
Mm-hmm. So, we come back into the scene of you guys standing on the sands of the arena and there are people cheering and
we also have the heart of the Hydra.
Yes.
That is good note. I had forgotten that entirely. So you guys are standing in the arena, and is anybody playing it up, or is everybody just kind of like?
I am not playing it up. I am standing there stoic, looking for the next opponent.
I am absolutely living in the moment. I am living in this moment. I'm going.
The two charisma characters are the ones.
I'm trying to get the crowd hype, so I'm just like woo.
Luna's an Oath of Glory paladin. This is kind of her shit. So
she was going to take Tyrus's place, but that would suck story-wise. So,
I have a spotlight that I bought for like $50. I'm just shining it on her.
She's literally sparkles.
Exactly. That's why I did it. This is like one of those 1 million candle-watt power flashlights.
Light spell. Cantrip.
I don't have it.
You do now.
She's sending off fireworks in the air.
I have two of these now. Yay.
Just cast it on her armor. And she just shines bright. My brain will decide to fire in just a second.
Gilgamesh is angry.
Gilgamesh is correct. Pissed. And you hear it before you see it. You hear a loud wrenching noise. A crash of stone and glass. And then, what do you guys do?
Perception roll?
Everyone give me what's the passive perceptions around the table?
We got no wisdom characters.
17.
13.
12.
I believe it's 15.
I am the lowest, and I am a cleric.
Ish.
Mm-hmm. Not last.
Anyone whose passive is a 14 or better can tell that it is coming from where you saw Gilgamesh's chamber. And when you look, and those people who have a 14 or better look over, and they see that the glass window has been shattered.
It's Tigra.
And you see the hulking form of Gilgamesh growing larger as he is thundering towards you through the air. He's growing in height. He was about 10 feet, about 7 or 10 feet tall before. He's about 25 feet tall now. And he looks pissed.
Yeah.
Though he doesn't look overtly like, he doesn't have a weapon out, if that makes you feel any better.
So
it does not, because things can swing without weapons.
So seeing that this is happening, Luna immediately stops the hype train.
Everyone roll a d6.
Got very nervous.
Gotta get them temp HP. No.
Kind of like that,
I told you, that thing gets rolled, it gets yeeted.
It gets yeeted?
Yeeted.
Yeah.
Oh, yo! I rolled a 6.
Hey, how much of that do you have left for today?
I, on my last round, activated it out of combat.
Yeah, he did.
So
I got an entire minute of this.
Hopefully, we don't
need it.
So it's roll plus what?
D6 plus 8. My level.
So 14 temp HP. Okay. If you rolled max, down to 9. If you rolled min,
I did.
I know. 9 is max?
No, 14 is max. All right, so you hear the loud thump, and everyone has a better than 10 passive perception, or 10 or better passive perception, so that you hear him thump down into the sand, you know, back over where the remains of the Hydra were before they sunk into the sand. Mm-hmm. And he is massive, and he is pissed off, and he says, "You
gave us your word that you would let her go if we defeated your..."
"I'm very displeased. You are in my tower."
"Yes, and you gave us your word.
You will take her and leave."
"Okay. We'll do that."
"Or you will be forced to leave."
"We will be happy to take her and leave. Give us a moment to calm her down and get her out of here before she does something impulsive and she will regret later."
He waves his hand, and a shockwave of energy reaches out, and the wall leading towards her or her room would have been shatters. He says, "Go now."
I will head that direction.
Yep.
Like, this dude is radiating anger like a fucking sun. You can tell that he wants to kill you all so badly, but he isn't. But he's a being of law, so he can't. But he really wants you assholes dead. And you hear him just roaring and smashing. As you guys leave out the tunnel, you hear him roaring and smashing shit. And everyone's basically scattering. The people who are there.
So, everyone gains a hunted.
Yes, hunted by Gilgamesh. Mm-hmm. Not that he can leave here that you know. Yeah. But
what,
if you ever come back here, it's a bad thing.
Why would he come hunt? No, I'm joking.
Want a list?
Which of you guys would ever want to come back to the Twilight Realm?
No, no hands are being raised.
Not it.
Two.
What? What? Two hands are being raised.
Not it. We got Art and we got Rob.
Yeah, the two that don't seem to be affected by the...
Uh-huh. It's like it's my place. My thing.
So, you guys scurry in and you gather up Tigra. She's pissed off, but you can eventually...
Talk her down
off a ledge, because she really wants to just go fight him, but you guys convince her that would be lethal, and that should not be what you do.
Time to go. We need
eventually,
to get out of here.
You do get let out, and the toady man who, or the like butler type guy who brought you here, opens up the door and points to the elevator and says, "Get in."
making sure that I get everybody usher in.
Everyone gets in, you lower down, and you say, you have 12 minutes to leave.
12 minutes inside the tower or 12 minutes outside?
You can. Tower. Everyone can Shit. Hear Bright Force whispering, go, like, go, Bright Force, right. Go, Bright Force, go, Bright Force.
No, that's going through the team chat.
Yes!
Mm-hmm. Do you include Tigress in the team chat?
Yep.
Or was she already in the team chat? I think she might have been.
I think we did lock her in, yeah.
Spell bounced. Because it couldn't go through the wall.
Right.
The anti-magic barrier.
Right.
No, the spell that bounced was her teleport.
Any spell.
That's not a spell, it's that power.
So, we're going to...
They function identically.
Swing by this sleepy dragon inn.
Sleeping
dragon. Sleeping dragon inn.
No, and sleepy is right.
Oh, no, I love that. Can we change it to sleepy dragon inn?
No.
Oh, so my...
Sleeping dragon inn. It is a canonical thing in all my world. It is... Gotta get that.
Can confirm.
And pick up...
Sigma. Yeah, you roll in, he says, are we good? Tigress! And she's like, I fucking hate you, just shut up. she is, I want out of this place now.
Fair.
And you're like, and you say, hey, we gotta go rescue Arclight. And she says, that's a worthwhile thing. Fuck. And she's radiating pissed off like
we're all doing this within a minute, right?
Yeah, it's running and you're running and gunning.
Because somebody's got a minute of this thing and it's his last one.
No, I got one more.
Oh.
I get him back on short rest.
Oh, thank God. I thought you were saying you only get the, like...
It's your last my channel one, divinities. And okay. I currently am sitting on 2 channel divinities per short rest.
That's good.
So, let's gather everybody up and head out of the tower before we are unwelcome.
Yeah.
And, you hear, as you go to sound, you hear, and stay out!
Hey, I've heard that before.
No.
And you
guys can't just blast him in the face.
Yeah, that's a real bad idea. You saw the weapons on the ceiling, remember?
I have Death Ward up on myself.
Good, not you.
He has Death Ward up on himself.
He doesn't know that.
I don't know that yet.
I like to think... While we're leaving, Damon has another moment where he, like, leaves before, you know, Weasel and I. And we are like, ah, no, not again!
Actually, I should be the first one out.
Yes.
You should be the first one. Technically speaking, yes, but...
Yeah, except that we're being stupid about it and being like, no, the first time he left us alone, we got hurt. We should probably go first.
No, he's incorrect. We go first.
Ladies first.
It's very cold and it hurts, and you're like,
no.
And then he appears, and you're like, oh, better.
I can feel my duration of this increasing.
So, you guys are out in the Twilight Realm again. You know that there is a path. You know the way to go to rescue Arclight. You stopped here on the way because that was where Tigress was. You have no means to track the time that's passed in the actual Twilight Realm.
But we are under the impression that things had slowed down because...
But you don't know by how much.
They did tell us.
There is time dilation. They said it shifts. So you don't know.
By the way, I used my Steps of Night. I do have a fly speed now.
You're flying a little bit?
Yep.
About an inch off the ground?
Yep. Doesn't say I lose it when I step onto the ground, so...
You don't, no. But you do it anyway, so you don't trigger pit traps.
Or Tremor Sense.
Or Tremor Sense, which I've used against you.
Yeah.
So you guys make your way along the path toward... You blaze a path, essentially, through...
And I've got the mind link up to everybody. All 7 of us. 6 of us. 6 of us.
6.
Math hard,
yes.
So you guys...
Intelligence of 8.
Tigress is...
Intelligence of
8. After about... I want to say 2 or 3 hours, Tigress does mostly calm down. Now she's just really wants out. She says, how long was I out?
Rob doesn't remember. 2 years?
20 years.
Oh, she was there the longest, wasn't she?
No.
Sigma.
Sigma. 30. Yeah.
Roughly 1 cape per 10 years goes missing.
Yeah.
That you know of.
Ooh, she would not like Moonbeam.
No, she would not.
No, that's really bad. Don't do that.
Or remove curse.
Is there a way to...
It isn't a curse for her. It's a bloodline.
Is there a way...
You told me in the past it was.
it doesn't operate the same way. It would that would suppress it. It wouldn't actually cancel it permanently. Now, it would make her very vulnerable in here, and she would not like that. But
yeah.
And oh, I would not way, like to be you if when she recovered.
Oh
that.
My god!
Oh
yeah.
oh, by the way, stay within 30 feet of me, okay?
She roams out. She says, "I'm fine."
Okay. Good to know.
I'll, and it, I feel like if I had to, I could share that protection with somebody for a little bit of time. I don't know how long it would last, but as if you guys get into a fight, Sigmas doesn't look he's ready. I'll protect him while you guys fight.
Makes sense.
She says, "I've spent the last 20 years fighting. I could use a break."
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Early
be happy to take your burden.
So you guys blaze down a path, and you guys cut a path, and roll, everyone roll d20.
Good, being high, low.
Just roll d20.
Are we 18. Adding anything?
Nope.
14.
Who's the high roll?
18.
19. 12. Wow, Rob, you were feeling like, you're like, my 18 is rock solid, and then it's like 19, you're like, damn.
I'm like, there's only a 10% chance somebody beats me.
No, thank you.
What ancient civilization are you passing through? Like, what? Like, no.
You got what I meant, though.
You know exactly what one I'm thinking of, but I hope you let me say it. Atlantis?
No.
Damn it!
She got me.
No. There's a reason it's a no.
Natalie.
It exists.
I have a better option.
Aztecs?
Celtic.
Celtic? Celtic? Sure.
Why is that better?
What was your original power origin?
Oh, it was a fairy, so it would make sense.
Yeah, so you're passing through what, like what looked like rolling fields with, you know, fences made out of cobbled stone, of stones that were cobbled together with grout, and you see destroyed castles that are just leveled. And eventually, after about 2 days, after about 4 or 5 hours of walking, no, after about
what feels like,
after what feels like probably about, it feels like 5 or 6 hours of walking. It might have been longer, might have been shorter.
To them, to us, yes. To them, probably feels like a couple minutes.
Yeah, to the people who are immune to the effects of this thing, it feels like you're walking forever. Everyone else is just, it feels
oh,
like
we're
just
there.
A minute or two. Yeah,
oh.
Like. Oh, well, it was a short walk. You guys are like, my fucking legs. I'm stretching. Trigger's just like, is it this awful all the time?
My legs? I'm not touching the ground.
You have a headache? Because you're not used to it.
Ooh.
I'm in my domain.
Doesn't matter. It's still a strain on your brain. Not a big headache. Just like a...
You know
those dull headaches you get when, like you haven't had... you have a minor caffeine addiction and you're in a little bit of withdrawal? Like
I've been there.
Not the bad ones. Not the ones that are debilitating. Like, I've had those. But it's like it's just a dull ache.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, need coffee, go get coffee. Or need soda, go get soda.
Yep, my wife goes to that almost daily if she forgets her morning coffee.
Yeah, it's that is, in the healthcare industry, it is an epidemic of its own. Anyway. So you guys come up to what looks like a crumbling castle with a grate that's about... 5 foot across, it's about 10 foot across in it. And that's all that's there. It's just a grate in the ground that's about 10 foot across. Everyone roll perception.
Ooh, I rolled good. Still be at the low roll.
I rolled a 12 plus 7 for 19.
Nice.
I have expertise.
In your passive perception, it should have been 17.
I said 17.
Oh, good. I didn't hear you.
I rolled 17 plus 2 for 19.
Fucker.
Natalie?
14 plus 6 is 20.
Yeah, I'm oblivious. I got a 7 plus 5 for 12.
Hey, y'all still beat me.
Base
stat.
Anyone who beat a 15, or got a 15, hears what sounds like the crackling of electricity coming from down that.
What was Arclight's power set?
Electricity.
Light. All right.
Well, if we were to take her name, I would assume that it would be electricity.
Marco.
And flying.
Okay.
And then you hear anyone who speaks French hears violent swearing coming from down there.
What was your French language?
Elvish was French.
Yeah, mine you also shouldn't have, be elvish.
Yeah, it should be the one that makes
Spanish. Should be dwarven.
Which.
But I took half elf because I wanted it.
Yeah, so you just go change the language. It's not a big deal.
Well, okay. I have celestial, common, and
don't you
dwarfish.
Have comprehend languages at
oh,
work?
Oh, yeah, duh. I got comprehend language.
For somebody so bright, you're a fucking moron.
I'm so interested in what languages I actually have. Abyssal, celestial, and common.
Those ones just you can saved.
But eventually, I get tongue, so.
Part, yeah. You're fucking dumb.
So, you hear, essentially, you hear a woman's voice that is in a very, like, rhythmic pattern. I am Arclight. I am a cape. I live in Riverside City. I will get out of here. I am Arclight. I am a cape. I live in Riverside City. My name is Monica Trafalgar.
Why you be changing the names?
Did I have her name before? I feel like you have. It was just Arclight. Monica Trafalgar. I am a cape. I live in Riverside City. It is the same sequence of four or five facts over and over again as if someone's trying to remind themselves of who they are.
Yeah, we got that from Granite's notes. That he had to do that too.
He was doing the same thing.
Yep.
What did you say her name was?
Monica
Trafalgar.
Now, spelling Trafalgar is how it's supposed to be spelled. So,
fall.
Try fall.
Trafalgar.
I'm probably wrong. I'm going to be honest. Her power set is light and fire powers. By the way,
lightning is just another form of fire.
That was what you got from her name.
Oh, okay.
But in reality, she's using very close range lightning that looks like fire.
That's all you have though about her.
Yeah, I've shifted her powers a little bit because it makes more sense this way.
Do you want me to put electricity instead?
Yeah, she's got electricity powers. And flight. It's very good flight. You hear anyone who has a 15 or better, anyone who has a 10 or better can hear small zapping noises.
That's Arclight.
No, you wouldn't hear that.
No.
Because of what they are. So, yeah, you hear Monica, you hear Arclight repeating back and over and over again her
I translate what she is saying, excluding her name. I exclude that just for, because she has the right to maintain her identity.
Identity.
Okay. I will say in English, because I don't have tongues yet. Unless any of you guys speak French? Francois?
Is it Elvish, or are we going with Dwarven?
Well.
For French.
Elvish is French.
Okay.
Because El Combustion is Hispanic, so he's a dwarf.
Yes.
Gotcha.
He speaks Spanish.
Gotcha.
So your Elvish is actually Dwarvish. It's on your character. Yes. So you just. You can go change the custom origin and change it.
I don't have custom.
You just give me access to your account.
In any case, anyway.
I'll do it later. I can adjust it for you.
So nobody speaks French? No Frenchies? Mm-mm. No Frenchinados?
All right.
Rather surprised, but
how far away from the tower did our languages revert back?
5 feet, 10 feet,
I start making fun of you in Latin.
I think he's saying something mean.
I think he's trying to summon a demon.
I don't know if he's trying to summon a demon, cast a spell, or making fun of you.
You see the gray, and from someone roll investigation on it.
Hey, I think that's my department.
Hey, intelligence.
I wonder what my skill in investigation is.
No, plus one.
I actually don't have proficiency. I don't have expertise.
Skill list.
12 plus 9?
Would you like to give him advantage?
I can't. I looked down at my skill sheet, investigation. I thought I had a plus 5. I was like, wait, what? Why? Oh, that's intimidation. Never mind.
What was it total?
9 plus 12 for 21.
It looks like it's designed to drop down. But even if you look around, you don't find any other way in besides that.
Drop down as in a giant hole?
Yep.
How many people can I actually carry?
It looks like it's designed for 4 people.
All right, Tigra, I think you're in charge of... You're on Sigma duty.
Yeah, I remember. Sigma's kind of like still mumbling to himself.
Fucking kids these days.
No. More like, I want to go home.
Oh, Paul, that's sad.
He's been here for 30 years.
I know, but...
Anyway, if your whole life was spent in a place you didn't want to be, you want to go not the fuck there.
That's fair.
You don't know how old he was. And you notice he didn't age. He's the exact same age as he looked like when he came in.
All right, so four of us going down in a hole. Do we need extra light?
No.
Okay.
You make light, so.
I also see well in the dark, and I can share that with my allies, which I'm doing.
Yeah.
Can you guys both get down?
No, no. So it looks like it's weighted, so that all four of you, it would need four people, a person on each corner, on each section of the panel to lower it. Does everyone step up?
Yeah. Yep.
All right,
yep.
So the squad steps up.
Is this within 8 hours of leaving the tower?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I have no idea why that matters, but...
Death ward.
That would be relevant. So, you guys step onto the grate all together in unison so it doesn't tip or anything. And it lowers you down, lowers you down, lowers you down. Gets down about 150 feet. And it folds into four panels. And as soon as you all fall down below it, it snaps up.
We fall?
You know, you fall about 20 feet. You see that there's it looks like there's a gantry down below you.
Well, I will willingly fly down.
Okay.
I land fine.
Boop, 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 boop. You have feather fall.
Not exactly, but...
I do not.
Close to a wall? Okay. I'll just reach out and walk down the wall.
Spider climb?
From the armor.
Yeah.
Natalie's the only one that actually falls.
Yes, but Natalie can make an athletics check to land.
I would love to do. I was gonna say I want to do an athletics check. I want to be like I'm freaking rock climbing.
Superman landing.
Or a 3-point landing.
Yes.
Superhero landing.
12 plus 8.
Okay, with 20. Yeah. Describe your landing because you don't. You're totally fine.
Oh, she absolutely does the. Is it the? You know, the Black Widow one
is
what I'm thinking.
3-point.
What is the 3-point landing?
That's
3-point landing is
one arm back, one hand down, like crouched.
Okay, so I'm going to do the Black Widow landing. The one leg extended, and she's just like, oh, my God. And then she does, like, the hair flame thing, and then she's like, oh, my God, that was so cool.
As the rest of us, one skitters down the wall, and I'm still hovering, staying within the range of you guys.
Thank you.
So, you look down, and you see there is a woman with a red and gold, red and blue and gold and white outfit flying around. Trying to avoid a horrific creature that is chasing her. And you roll perception, everybody.
1 second. This is the superhero landing. Knee, arm, and the other foot.
Right.
You said perception?
Whereas you did a 3-point landing.
Okay. I have a 6 total.
Perception?
I rolled a 4.
Then you're not going to see this.
You said perception?
Correct.
16 plus 3 is 19.
19 plus 7, 26.
Okay, all right, listen. 13
plus 5 is 18.
Let me pull this thing on. I want to make sure that there's a chance you see it.
There's a chance.
Oh, yeah, it has a crazy high stealth plus.
All right, time to light it up. Light it up,
Light it up,
on fire.
You missed all in. Candy behind you, useless bitch, sometimes.
I am not.
I got it here. Ha ha. Okay. Run the encounter. I just need to know what's I just need to know what stealth play. Okay, Mike. Good job. Damn it.
Wow.
You know who you is. Alright. You see something that looks like it looks like it was probably dust, but you notice it moving. And it's moving in a thin layer. All along one of the walls. You have no idea what it might be. Okay, so, the horrific thing that's chasing her is just, it's 10 feet tall, and it's just, it's got these horrific wings, look like they're grafted on,
Arclight, we're here to rescue.
Wow, I didn't think you'd do that. Okay, I guess that makes sense.
I don't see the monsters.
No, you see it. You see
I rolled a 6.
You see the thing chasing her. That was blatant. Yes. Garbage or... You sure? Mm-hmm. Sure.
I'll tell you later.
I'm done.
Huh?
I'm done.
Yeah.
I looked and I saw that. I asked for extra crispy.
Okay. Sweetie, it's fine.
All right, so I need to roll an attack on Arclight because you broke her concentration of
Oh! Yay!
I'm
If it wasn't you, it was probably going to accidentally be me.
She's going to take 25 damage as something slams into her back and knocks her to the ground.
That looked like it hurt.
The webbing you guys are standing on breaks and falls to the ground another 20 feet. There is nothing within reach, so everyone take a d6 of damage. I'll roll a d6, except for roll athletics if you want to try and avoid the damage.
Wait. Yeah. We're falling again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, how far?
Yeah. 20 feet.
Eh. You said I can ignore falls of as long as I'm, conscious.
So we got two athletic rolls and...
It was on this edge, and I thought it was an 11, but I picked it up and looked like it was a 17. I'm just going to roll it again just to be sure.
Can I make a acrobatics to try and grab somebody so they don't fall?
Sure, if you want.
Me too.
Yeah, if you can pull that off, then there's no need for me to roll damage. Even though I rolled a 1.
Acrobatics?
A 1. 19 athletics. Plus 8 is 27.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
I done fucked. 2 plus 5.
You did not succeed.
2 plus 7.
9 plus 8 is 17.
You tuck and roll. You're fine. No 1d6 damage for me. Okay. I rolled a 1 anyway. So, you guys are in an arena with a particularly horrific-looking creature that is now walking over to pound the living shit out of Arclight.
I'm going to cast a spell.
It's initiative. Because it is actively ready to hit her.
Okay.
I'm going to cast a spell.
What's the spell?
Ball of fire.
It is an issue.
Wait, at the same time, can I also yell, "Yo, little bitch, get over here"?
You're rolling advantage, Nat?
Yeah.
Well, fuck.
Yo, all right. This teal one tonight, jeez Louise.
You rolled good initiative.
Right, Force, what did you roll?
All right, we rolled an 18 minus 1 is 17.
All right, I rolled a 4 plus 2 is 6.
I'm not last.
16 plus 7 is 23.
Yo.
All right, Damon.
12 plus 2 is 14.
What was your rolling at?
What?
She rolled 17.
17? 18 cool. Minus 1?
This creature?
Creatures.
One of them has a 16. The other has a 1.
Oh.
And Arclight is irrelevant. Which you'll understand why in a second.
Because it acts not first. But it'll take her out, probably.
It is Samurai Crab.
And how far away are these guys?
20 feet.
All right, I'm just going
to... Did you see the update to the water power set I did? I added another ability. At level 1, so...
All right, I'll double check.
It's just a water firebolt does piercing damage.
Oh, okay. No, I did not see that.
Any adjustments to healing, light, or no. Intelligence?
Super and got a minor.
I'm going to try to impose myself between Arclight and this thing.
It is right next to her. You could get next to it.
I'm going to definitely move next to it. Pull the swords. Take a couple of swings at this thing.
That's a good plan. Give me cold damage separately, please.
Yes, sir. 13.
Actually, you can just have this cold damage yourself.
Fair enough.
On what stacy you hit?
13
hits.
13 hits.
Yeah, it's not. It's thick. It's not fast.
8 plus half the cold damage, so 13 total.
First swing.
For the first swing, short sword that'll hit. 4. So 4 plus 9. Sorry, math hard.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed. Understandable.
Oh, I have Dimdor now. I will have Dimdor.
That'll hit. So 11. So the second round of hits from both hands. The first one is 8, 13. I am having the full damage each time, so you don't have to do anything.
Yep. I trusted you to do that.
8, 9.
Yeah, it looks totally fine. Yeah, it's just kind of like chilling like a villain. It looks pissed, but what else is new? Roll technology or religion.
All of us?
Or arcana.
Any one of those might give an answer.
Can I roll all three?
Sure. Give you each one will give you a different answer. We'll do Arcana first.
All of us?
Teen girl knowledge? Damn it.
She does have that skill. I rolled
all the same to me, so.
Yes, but we get three different shots.
Yeah, you can get different answers.
Really?
But I got the first one set.
I
need to get one dice out.
I rolled a 17.
I rolled a 17 plus 12 for 29.
Yeah. That was Arcana?
Arcana. Yep.
This is some sort of construct. It's probably some variation on a flesh golem. You would know that it is immune to lightning damage and poison and bludgeoning, piercing, and slashing damage from non-magical attacks that aren't adamantine or silvered. It's also resistant to cold and fire.
So.
There you go.
Yes.
I can't hit it?
No, you can hit it with thunder.
Okay. Your I thought it said thunder. Immune to thunder.
Electric.
You have a magic weapon.
I do have a magic weapon.
Yes.
Oh, I missed that part. You talk so fast.
Yes. Natalie, there's a difference between thunder damage and lightning damage.
Right.
You do thunder.
I thought he said thunder damage. You said lightning.
Correct.
Slow down talking,
and
please.
You know that any lightning damage done to it will actually heal it. Which is why Arclight looks fucking exhausted. Because she's been running from it for 10 years. Her powers sustained her, but she is exhausted. And the fact that you broke her concentration, she's done. She's probably passed out. AKA, I will get crits on her when I swing.
Could we ask Tigress and
they're upstairs.
Sigma, though, to come down, or no?
They don't have
There's only two of them. There's not enough to open
they
the
need
door.
Four.
That's ding, ding, fair. Ding.
It's like he did that on purpose.
Ding, ding, ding. Pause. Like, hee,
me? Planning? What?
Okay, I can do that.
Use your bonus action thing.
Okay, I can do that.
All right, it's
Natalie's turn.
Is, Luna.
Okay.
Much nicer.
Am I close to Arclight?
Oh, so I didn't have to write it down this time. I am actually tracking it this time. It's nice that you track it because it doesn't. I don't have to think as hard about it.
Paul.
Yes.
How close am I to Arclight?
20 feet.
That's close enough.
Okay. Okay, I'll go. I don't have to whisper anywhere. I'm gonna run over to her. Should I cure wounds or should I do the lay on hands?
You could also use your
bonus fairy. Action item from this.
I can
Arctic
use my
adventure.
Fairy. Where's my fairy end? It's in the front of this book.
When we first left the Twilight Realm, we all got buffs.
Some kind of item from the one-off thing usually, or something that regenerates and has long rest.
Hi, I got wizard slots.
Yours is really powerful.
Yeah. I can,
mine's
so,
pretty powerful too.
Yeah. Blight.
Line.
Oh,
yeah.
Blight line.
Yeah, brutality. 30-foot line of fuck everything here.
Collins was pretty okay too. That red dragon ring.
5th level fireball? Yeah. Really was hoping to get that off of him before he left.
Mm-hmm.
No such luck.
Yes. It's not in the front? I'm trying to remember what it is.
It was a 48 plus 4, I thought. Okay.
Where should I mark it?
Just write it on a note card. You had it on a note card, Natalie.
I did not have it on a note card. I remember writing it in a notebook.
Wait, one mic.
You said 4D what?
48 plus 4 bonus action heal.
Okay. I'm going to pull out my little fairy friend, like in a little bottle, like from Link.
No, it's a little sticker and figurine.
Right. I pull her out, and then I grab...
Say, heal my friend.
Hey, listen!
She just screamed, friendship!
And it interprets that as, go heal my friend, and flutters over to go heal Arclight.
Goodness, okay. It's very good.
Don't forget to reroll 1 from 2. Oh, wait.
How dare you!
Now, he said 8d4. You gotta roll d4s.
It's 48.
No, no. It's just a flat number, 48.
Mm-hmm. Plus 4, so 80.
What the hell?
Hey, Mike.
25 healing. She gets 25 healing.
25 points. Ding. She is healed for 25.
If you want one. Okay, thank you.
She looks like she's less hurt than she was a second ago. She took 27, I think. Or 25, yeah. Alright, so you still have your action left.
Okay, and then can I run up and hit it?
Absolutely.
I'm absolutely going to do that.
Twice.
I'm going to run up to it twice. It
is. Remember, if you hit Arclight, you can crit her.
Okay, so I'm going to run up to the bad guy. Mm-hmm. The not Arclight, because I have to be specific for Rob, apparently. Oh, no, I don't know what to get. I got it.
I'm going to pound Arclight in the freaking sand.
I'm going to pound her into the sand. 19 plus
9. Oh, yeah, you hit.
I figured as much.
46. You going to smite?
By the way, when is Arclight's initiative? Because it does matter.
Wait, don't I get crits on 19s?
Okay. No, not this character.
Oh, gosh, darn.
That's him.
Oh, okay, yeah, fair. No, I'm not going to smite right now.
Why don't you make a power set that does that?
I did. There is.
On any attack? Or just melee attacks?
Just range.
Just range.
Oh, max. Sniper.
19.
Damage?
Yeah.
Did you reroll the ones and twos?
Add 3.
Okay. Looks fine.
And then I do it again. Second hit.
I assume you're using thunder damage, not fire.
Correct, yes.
Her weapon does thunder, so yeah.
8 plus 9.
Hits.
Really?
It's a fucking 12 AC. It's very thick, but it's not... thick, not quick.
No, it hacks it quick.
It's easy to hit. It's hard to do damage.
22 damage.
Looked like it felt that one a little. Is that all?
I think that's all I can do, right?
Good. It's going to pound her into sand.
Me?
Nope.
Arclight?
Yep.
No, you
interpose yourself.
Wait. I am in front of her.
You cannot be.
When I was healing her, I would be in front of her, wouldn't I?
It's a range thing. Now, she's not unconscious.
Right.
So I don't get an auto crit. Which means I don't auto crit.
Yep.
Damn.
I tried.
I have to see if I get her down below 0 again, then I get to auto crit on the second swipe. First hit will hit for sure. Mm. We're going to do 2 of these D10 type guys once I find them.
Both once.
At 5.
Wait a minute.
21?
I'm so dumb. I could have teleported her away.
You could have.
Huh?
God. Guess who has to heal her again now?
One of us.
One of us.
She is down. She is unconscious again.
Son of a bitch!
As it pounds it strike directly into her abdomen.
But it wasn't a crit.
It wasn't enough. It didn't do enough damage in the first strike to break the healing she did, because she did 25, which is its maximum damage. In one strike.
I'm so mad at myself.
That's so good to hear.
Alright, next.
Yeah, instead of us dealing with this shit where it deals, you know, 80 points on a single swing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a save for half.
So, D4, I am...
80 points is more than
I have. I got 83 hit points, though. But I got temps. We all have temps.
Yes. And our temps soon are maxed out.
Yep.
Because
we were traveling.
We go higher, and we've been traveling for, like, hours.
Mm-hmm. And on 0, she gets temporary hit points.
If she's conscious.
Doesn't specify.
If she's conscious.
She will be conscious because she's getting hit points from me, and she's not going to get damaged before the end of... before it's action.
That's what you think.
Right, the 1-on-1. That's why you picked 1?
I rolled a 4 minus 3 for 1.
That's why she goes on 0.
Yeah. All right, so she will receive... I'm going to keep these numbers. 4, 4, and 3, plus 6 for 17 hit points for my healing word.
Okay. She wakes up again.
Ow! And right. No, my numbers are still... We have not short rested.
No.
I still have my numbers.
Good job.
You do.
And
you gonna use it?
Nope. I am then gonna use the ability to teleport to her from my spark.
Okay.
As part of the same action.
Yep.
And now I'm going to touch her with a third level cure wounds.
All right, do it.
That's a D8. That's a D8. And that's a D8. I'm about to be set for my next turn. Hopefully. I'm going to reroll that D3. Or that D3. That 3. So a 7.
It's 8, so, 7, 6.
Yep. So that's 15, 21, 27.
She's healthier than she's been in literally a year.
Yeah. Damon, step away from her.
The three of us are next to her.
It's gonna get, it'll get an attack.
Oh, no, it won't. The fuck it won't.
Bitch, I hope the fuck you do.
Trust me.
All right, I provoke an attack of opportunity.
No, not. Move away from her.
Oh, my gosh.
Move at least 5 feet from her, so you're not.
You're in her square
next
right
to her.
Now. You need to pick another spot to be.
Oh
no, no, no! I want people to move away from her so I don't hit you guys.
You're assuming she's.
Oh, I know what's.
I'm getting her the fuck out of there.
You want to step to the right or left?
I will do it.
All right, it is not my turn. So, Weasel, what you doing?
Thank you. I will move up to her, and Arclight. You're coming with me.
Okay.
I cast...
El Combustion?
Close. Thunderstep.
Everyone keeps doing that
That's
to him.
That's a 30-foot radius.
It's a 10-foot radius.
Okay, so...
90-foot movement. No I matter, am specifically...
No matter where he... Oh, if he kited around.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Big monster.
Big monster. It's a cute, large creature. If it wasn't large, I'd have you.
Yep.
All right, so con save, right?
Con save, yes, sir.
No. I'm pretty okay at those. 15.
17 is the save, so.
Ook me.
That should be a restaurant.
Ook me?
Yeah. No. Japanese. Food me.
Food plus me equals good. It might be okay.
Both of you are just going to have permanent, like, dents. And
yeah, I'm trying.
On your forehead. I know you
do. I am trying.
I know because I constantly rub your forehead and there's a dent there.
Maybe because you made it.
From crashing into a wall as a kid at full speed.
Sounds like Mike.
I was trying to tackle a kid. It didn't work out.
Okay. So it will take 17 thunder damage.
Yeah, it takes 17 and it looks... mildly annoyed.
And we are as far away as this room will allow.
So you're 20, you are 25?
You are 30, at most 30 feet from me.
Shit.
There is no light in this room besides yes. him.
Then as far away as his thing will allow.
Okay. I know where you are.
That thing?
You're off behind him. You're but that just puts you next to the wall. Where you specifically saw the movement.
Oh, no.
If it was anybody but you, I wouldn't have to tell them, but you saw it.
Yeah, then I guess I'm in the middle of the room.
Okay.
So, 15 feet from any wall.
That's a good idea. Okay. Do you have anything else to do?
I don't have any bonus actions other than to... I'll drink my energy drink. We'll see how that works.
Get those 5 sorcery points.
Yes. Because I already used them to restore my 4th level spell.
Ah.
And now...
You get 5 temp HP and 5.
Yeah.
5 more sorcery points. Boop, 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 boop.
Wait, five more temp?
Points. No, 5 sorcery points, sorry.
Okay, I was going to say, that seems weird.
Alrighty, so it is now my turn with my creature that y'all couldn't see. Noticed it. The wall moves and slithers over to go and punch Damon.
Oh. Okay.
Things hate me here.
You make light. It doesn't like light.
Well, okay. I guess light is different.
23.
Shield. Once for short rest.
24.
Still in shield. I'm a 21 before shield.
That was the best shot I had. I was a 19.
Unless I didn't see it coming, Paul.
You didn't.
Can I still shield it?
No. You have to know the attack's coming.
So you take the first one and shield the second.
All right, good. So let me get out.
I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Unless he told me that there is something around and he can see it. And we're mind-linked.
But he didn't tell you that it's... He couldn't tell you it was moving because it wasn't moving until he was away from it. I get one swing on you.
Yep. I'm trying to be helpful for you.
D8, and a D6. All right, so it's a D6 of bludgeoning.
Oh, look. They're right near each other, so aren't
take,
they?
So take 5 bludgeoning.
Okay.
He's sandwiched between them. The second one is much worse. The second half of this is much worse.
Well, it only hit him once.
Wow, that's depressing. No, it was 2 effects from 1 attack. Take 13 acid. And is your armor magical?
Yes.
Is it?
It kind of got magically altered when I became...
That is not magical. Your AC is permanently reduced by 1.
Well, rip of me. I did get rid of my magical armor. I did have a +1 melee gear that I gave up.
It was not... And you don't have that on.
I do have a magical shield. If that counts.
It doesn't. Because you're both halves are magical.
No, the magic is generated.
I'm aware. Your armor class is permanently reduced by 1 as it burns a hole through the nanotech, and all of that section dies, leaving a slightly thinner.
How much damage was it?
It total?
Yeah. No, I already have the bludgeoning part.
13.
13 acid.
So 40 through 72.
And a nearly invisible cube of acid appears beside you. It is larger than the flesh golem.
You could say it's gelatinous.
Worse than that.
Oh, fuck.
Dramatically worse than that, actually. Mm. All right. Next.
Grabs.
Oh, I'm going...
He's at the right age. He doesn't think that is an offense either.
So I am going to continue to pound on the golem.
There's a acid thing attacking me?
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds like a you problem.
I'm just letting you guys know. It's destroying my armor.
It's kind of hurting me.
Wait, what kind of acid? Oh.
I see 5 of them.
Mr. Krabs.
No, that's not good. 11 from the first katana attack?
I assume that was not to hit. That was the damage.
That was the damage, yeah.
Okay.
I'm in the teens.
Got it. You beat it 12 AC, good. 11, you said?
Oh, that one's going to miss, actually.
Well, we have...
So disappointing. 9 from the second katana attack.
That is disappointing.
And 10 from the secondary.
Because Walker actually did more than the katana. You're very confused.
Yeah.
It looks pissed off. Not hurt, but pissed off mostly. And it locks eyes with you.
I got this one.
Good job! All
right, next. After that is Bright Force.
Who should I go after?
That's up to you.
Oh, man.
I'm not helping.
I know you're not helping.
I didn't come here to help. I came here to mock.
All right. I'm going to hit the one that I already hit.
The golem.
Yes, please.
You could spread the love, hit one shot on each.
No, you want to focus fire.
Whilst I would love to do that, Paul loves to hit me with focus fire.
I love to hit everyone with focus fire. I don't play dumb characters.
13 plus 9. Monsters.
Unless they are dumb.
I think you hit.
I also think I hit because he didn't.
I told you the AC is 12. AC is 12.
Yeah.
Fun fact, the ooze has an AC of 7.
I can't miss.
Or 1 still misses.
I have a 5% chance to miss.
Yes.
I'm going to smite.
I was hoping you wouldn't.
First level.
2d8s.
2 plus 2d8s.
So it's 46 plus 2d8 when she hits.
3d10.
Ow! My butt!
Can we roll 1s and 2s?
Mm-hmm.
It's a 4. I remember that.
Imagine if I could cast on somebody else.
Thirty-four
total?
Yeah.
For both swings or the first one?
For the first swing.
Okay, next. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Never mind. I might not get another turn with it. turn like that, I might not get another turn with it. You do it.
Action surge. Oh.
Yeah.
No, that kind of had to.
I rolled 11.
Total. Hit? Total?
Yeah.
You don't hit. Ha ha! I do get another turn with it. Unless you use inspiration and reroll it and make me sad.
I'll use an inspiration to reroll that.
mark it off.
Yeah. Hold on.
Do you have one to mark off?
I wrote it down. 19 plus 9. Yeah, you hit.
Now, so do you smite?
Oh, gosh, I get to reroll all these two, so.
Did you smite or not?
Oh, gosh. I have one smite per level.
Oh, you have left. One of each?
Yeah.
It might be worth it. This is probably the second last fight you guys have here.
Yeah, I'll do it.
What level?
First level.
Remember, you can actually convert your channel divinity into a smite slot.
True.
Good point.
Second level. I think it's the highest level you can cast, I think. No, it's severely nerfed. Most I can get is like a third on mine. Yeah, fifth. Fifth.
How many times can I reroll ones and twos?
Once.
Okay, so I rerolled that 1 to a 2. So, alright.
What's your total?
Oh. Do. 35?
Living on a prayer.
Are you kidding me?
I'm gonna roll a d6. It is not berserk.
By the way, anyone who's been injured, have you guys rolled to get temporary hit points, including the Arclight?
She got 9. No, 11. Oh, yeah, 11.
Okay. It does matter.
It does. Damn it.
I rolled a 3 for it, so I would get how many back?
11. Just like I did. I just like Arclight did. Okay. So it's the hammer. It's Hammer Fist's turn.
Oh, it's still alive.
And not by much.
I'm about to try and overkill this fucker.
Yeah, you're going to succeed. It has a certain number of HP left. It's going to pound on the person who has done the most damage to it.
Me!
Right force.
Yeah!
It really wanted to hit Samurai Crab, but then you were just not hitting it as hard as she is.
No, I can't compete with that smite.
Alright, mm-hmm. So we're gonna it's gonna drop a bomb.
Imagine
on you.
If she had crit range like you.
Yeah.
Oh fuck, I think I hit you twice. 24 and a 25.
Yes.
Alright, so
would a shield help? Would +5 to your armor class help?
No.
No. No. Would not.
Had to ask.
It's fair.
Alright.
Fair question.
I got 14 for the first swing, damage wise. Okay. And the second one is a 10. That was very disappointing. I was expecting. I rolled a 1 and a 3 on the last one.
Well, Damon, you're up next.
I look at the ooze very angrily. I am going to release a power I have not used before.
I didn't spoil it either.
Oh, this one.
My eyes light up bright. Extreme radiance shoots out of it.
Holy fury.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't miss. That was almost the one. Look at the one that was on the die.
So that's a 22 to hit.
Oh, good. You needed to hit a 7.
All right. So, you want to explain what's happening, Ron?
This power I've been waiting to use. Every time I heal an ally, I build up a pool. For every 10 points, I get a D10 for melee, or a D6 for a ranged version of this attack. I can use at most from this pool my proficiency plus power mod.
For you is 10.
And how no, many? It's 6 plus 3. We're only at 3.
Oh, 4 is next. So 9?
So 9D10.
You maxed it out, didn't you? Damn,
I got 120 points right now.
He's got three left.
Man, you're just saving up all your points on your rewards card.
It resets on short rest. It resets
on short rest, though. So.
Oh, my god!
So every time I've gotten high enough to use the short max rest. Version, we finished the fight before. We didn't short rest from the gauntlet.
Oh, my god. Maybe we could have taken off No, if he hits him with that first.
He's immune to necrotic damage.
Oh, this is not necrotic.
Radiant?
This is radiant. We didn't actually specify.
It's radiant damage.
But I got...
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Paul gave him this.
40.
Oh, this was his boon. Yeah.
50.
He's never used it. I was waiting for to talk about
66
it.
66 radiant damage.
Yo!
All right, roll it.
No, I'm good with the 66.
66, you said?
Yep. Unless I get to add anything to it.
No.
Or is it just a straight number? Because initially you did allow me to add my Hemocraft die.
Yeah, not that. This isn't. You don't have any other abilities like that right now, so no.
I could add my Divine Smite, or my Divine Blessing Attack, my D8.
Oh, yeah. I'll let you little Blessed Strikes.
Roll an additional D8 onto that 66.
Four more. For a total of 70.
70 damage. Points of radiant, fuck you.
It's alive.
Bonus action.
Do it again.
You gonna recharge?
I was thinking about just summoning my spiritual weapon.
Do it.
Go for it.
Do it. Yes. Use your thing. I love this.
Level 4. Man. Oh, God. Now, bonus action. How injured does Arclight look?
She's not at half. You can tell from your medical knowledge.
She's better off than me.
Oh, you're injured?
I've been injured, but I just sucked it up, because fuck it.
When did you get injured?
The whole last fight.
You never healed him afterward. I was waiting for you to do it. You never did it.
Because we decided to do it next session, and we forgot.
Well.
So we have multiple people injured?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mask cure wounds.
Recharge that pool.
Uh-huh. Everyone heal. I'm going to reroll that one. That was a 2. Word? Mass heal word. Yeah, sorry. Okay. Everyone heal 7.
Okay.
So how many people needed it?
How many get full effect from it?
I do. Everybody? Except for maybe you?
No, I had exactly 7 down.
Oh, look at that. So 7, you got...
14, 21, 28.
35.
More points.
Damn right.
Wow.
So you got 3 more of those dice.
I do 60-10.
Wow. I'm up to 65 again.
Wow.
Points.
Damn.
It's like a fucking limit breaker. Like,
yeah.
It really is. It recharges on it because it goes away after the fight, you know?
Okay, when you first heard this, were you just like, oh, that's so cool?
I came up with it.
You came up with it?
A long time ago.
Man.
This is what he's had from the beginning.
My God.
He's had this since a month before episode 1, everybody. Like, we've been talking about it forever. He's like, I'm going to get to use it this session. I'm like, maybe. You should be careful. He's like, okay. I mean, when he gets healed, he gets 70-10 just out of a smack, you know. He doesn't have that yet. So.
Yeah. And then when I get mass heal, 700.
Oh, my goodness.
You can only use
90 at a time, but I got my next several rounds planned out.
No, more than that. It'd be 112 at a time.
Right, because.
6 and 6.
Very cool.
No, 6 and 7. 13. 13 T10 attacks.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you.
And that's my action.
And you. Okay.
All right. So these things are still standing, right?
Oh, yeah. One of them's real dead. Real, real close.
Okay.
The flesh golem with one the crafted wings is looking very whooped.
Okay.
That's what I roll in your dice.
All right.
Glad they like
is
you better
there
than me.
Room above them for me to cast my Thunderball without affecting the party.
Yeah.
Then I'm gonna go with that. We need to make a con save.
I'm not gonna get my. Oh, I might get a death lunge, potentially.
They both need to.
24. They both 24 need to. 24 for the big one.
Oh, and I need to roll d6.
And the one that mattered, it got less. Damn it.
So I have 9 temporary hit points.
I hear Thunderball damage coming my way.
Yes. You hear 33 points of thunder damage.
Okay, that's, the flesh golem bursts into pieces. Everyone within 30. Everyone within everyone roll a dex save.
Death save.
Death save.
Dex.
That includes me.
Correct. Everyone within 30 feet of it. I didn't roll very
well. I'm not so good at these.
Can I use a shield to protect Arclight from this?
You can willingly fail the save to protect Arclight from it.
I will do that then.
You're not close enough.
I'm the one holding. I'm the one holding onto her. So, yes.
Okay.
I've done this before.
Conveniently, it doesn't. I only rolled 22 damage.
Okay.
On my 8d6.
Sounds like I might get 22 more points for everyone.
What was the dex?
It was a dex of 14.
What was the damage type?
Piercing.
I rolled a 18 plus.
Then you made it. You take half. You take 11.
Did everyone have temporary hit points before being hit?
Yes.
Because you get it at the end of each of your turns.
Yes.
So I get some because this was my turn.
At the end of your turn. Yes. It triggers.
It bursts and it comes back. Okay.
I don't think I.
So, so two gets three.
No, I did. I have, yeah.
You got 11 just like I did when you're old. The pudding, which is an elder black pudding, because I'll tell you what it is. It took the full 23. Are you done?
Yep.
Elder Black Pudding is going to wah, 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 and go whack on the person who hurt its friend.
Oh, so not me?
No. The person who shot light laser beams from their eyes.
And did 70 points of damage.
And it's not looking at me?
No, it's definitely going after you.
I didn't hurt its friend.
Yeah, you did.
He hurt him.
No.
I hurt it.
Oh, then it hates you. Either way, it's going after him. But I...
Yeah. He didn't even touch the flesh.
Are you keeping track of these correctly?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Two swing. 24.
Shield. Actual slot.
You sure?
Yeah. I'm a 20 now.
Damn.
Ha!
So fucking close. Roll a 19 again. I was like, I got him. I got him.
I gotta be able to hit
him. Wait, hold on. Fuck. Roll perception. It's invisible. It's actually invisible.
Then it just gets advantage on the attack.
Yeah, and you can't roll, and you can't.
I know I'm in active combat with it.
But if you don't see the fist coming, you can't.
You never said it was invisible. Otherwise, I could have casted See Invisible.
But you would. But no, it is functionally invisible.
Fight! So, oh.
Well, that's on you, Paul, for not saying that.
It is invisible.
But we're still blessed with energy, so I cast
it. It was close enough; you could see the dust, but then it moved and then came out from a different angle.
Then it still hadn't broke line of sight.
It doesn't have to when it's invisible.
I still know I'm in active combat.
Okay, if the fist is coming at your face and I still have the ability to react. If shield's coming at your ass and you're guarding your face, you get hit in the ass.
Would not his passive investigation, if not active, compensate for that?
We'll roll stealth. I'll roll stealth.
Versus my investigation?
Correct. No. Maybe versus perception. Investigation is an
Well, then why is there a passive investigation?
That is for finding traps so you don't randomly walk into them. This is a... It's more for looking through a room or something. Or it's not for an in-combat kind of thing, unless you're trying to go through a chest for some reason. Wow. 22.
I need a natural 20 then.
Yeah.
Hey, look, a natural 20.
That's an 8.
But I see the natural 20.
Yeah, but it's not pointed upward. So it's the same strike as last time. 1d6 and 48s. Reduce your armor class permanently by 1. This is 7, 11. Can I count? 13.
If I know I'm in active combat, how did I manage to cast shield last time then?
Because it hit you.
It hit you once.
So I can block the second attack.
Correct.
So I'm reducing my armor class again.
All right. And you took the...
I now have another stop I need to make.
Armor?
Tenzi.
Yeah.
Did it take the full force of the thunder?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, what was the damages?
6, 9... 13 plus 7 is 20 even.
20 even?
And the second swing has coming at you also with advantage. But you can shield against this if you need to. I didn't get a 20, so I miss you.
I will refund my spell slot.
Yep. Alright, that was the Elder Black Pudding
augment Elder Black Pudding. Samurai Crab. Oh, wait. You know something your character doesn't know. Yeah. The look on his face is like, damn it.
I got to play to the character.
I love having the same intelligence as my characters, and I can both be ignorant.
You might want to take these one swing at a time, because you might not do it the next time.
Yeah, I'm gonna start off with the...
So don't bother rolling damage. It's immune to both halves of it. Just roll it a hit.
Yeah.
Oh, look, you hit.
Oh, look, I hit.
There's no unless you roll a one. Yeah, 5% chance.
Roll to see if you get a one, which is better for you.
I got a four.
All right, you hit it. You see, as Samurai Crab's blades passes through it, it notices it bisects it perfectly, and now there are two large Elder Black Puddings.
Yeah, yep. That's fair.
Twice the fun.
Yeah.
Each one has...
Double trouble!
Each one has that many HP.
Is it halved? At least, or...
Yeah.
I can't tell you.
My character would know knowledge about this.
You're correct. Yes, they get half HP. Run it down. So they are both at 18.
I didn't even have to roll, right?
Correct.
You already know how much HP they have.
No, I only...
If it gets hit with slashing damage or cold... If slashing damage, it splits into two.
Yeah. What happens if it gets hit with cold damage?
It takes no damage.
Fuck.
What if I put it into cold
and it divides when it gets hit by slashing? And it's sort of like I'm sitting here going, I know this is a bad idea.
But your wakizashi.
Yeah. Well, what if I pour hot water over it?
Short swords are piercing damage.
Yes. Yes, so the wakizashi will actually do something.
Not a lot.
But
something.
I don't even have water to hold.
If I poured hot water over it, would it then become just, like, watery jello?
No.
Damn it. I thought I was onto something.
9 piercing.
Good deal.
And then your second attack?
With the Kisashi. 8 piercing. Really? I'm not even bothering with the cold.
Really? Really?
Yeah, I know. It's 1 point.
The rest of us get to act, though.
Yeah.
Bright force. There are two puddings. Your weapons are both magical, so you don't need to worry about that.
It's also technically invisible.
Oh, I should be...
Your old perception to see if you could even swing at it.
18?
You could see it because it struck at him. It hasn't been its turn again to reactivate its invisibility. It always activates...
Do I still see it?
Yeah, you saw it the whole time.
Okay.
You know what to look for.
Yeah.
Could I do a glitter cone over them so we can then see them?
I was looking at my fairy fire spell. I was going to do it myself, got it.
Her glitter cone does.
That was fairy fire. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, rock it out. Is it deck save? I'm real bad at those.
Before. Where is it at? Is it in?
It's
in yep. Your, in fairy fire is deck save. 20 foot.
Glitter cone stage 2?
I can't even trip
it's
it either.
Actually, it's just,
that's
yeah,
the sad
it's,
part about.
It's actually still stage 1. But.
Okay, but it says stage 2 as well. Dex 12, 14.
Oh, but it's cantrip damage, so it would scale. I forgot about that.
14.
14 dex save. Oh, look, I failed because I have a 9 is 3 dex. so it is 2d12s.
Okay.
And it's covered in glitter.
And
They both are.
She might just kill it outright.
They both failed to save.
Oh, I didn't roll the second one. Oh, look, it failed.
Kick its ass.
So that one's 10, and then 14.
One of them turns into a black puddle. Mm-hmm. The other one is covered in glitter, and everyone see it. It's bright and shiny.
Yes.
First time using that ability effectively, and you have advantage to hit it because it's fairy fired.
Wow, Paul, that's mean. Used it effectively. I've used this effectively before. Cut to all the times that I used it effectively. None. No files found.
You tried using it and you were too far away. Or like, no, you're too far away. You're like, damn it, but I wanted to use that.
No, because you tried to pull some bullshit where I was too far away, even though it was like 3 squares away.
It's my dead thing. It's Deimos' turn.
Yay! Deimos gets to act. Guess what, everyone? Mass healing word.
Yay!
Everyone healed 10 points. If you can. Tell me if you can't.
I did.
Everyone heals at least 10 points each?
Yep. And then I rolled the...
50.
The temporary hit points, and I rolled a 6.
You know what that means?
That's 14.
You
ready to fuck it up again?
It has 4 hit points.
Overkill.
No death moon for you, fucker.
You might need it later. Or unless you can think you can take a short rest down here, which you very well might. It is pretty safe, you can tell.
Well, I'm at not right now.
115 but. Now for pull.
So what are you going to use?
I got 6 dice in hand.
Well, you should just use 4 because that way you can roll 4 ones and still do it.
No, I'm just going to roll 3 because I also get a D8 in this.
True that.
Kaboom.
Oh, look, it died.
Hey, look, I didn't botch it.
You roll with advantage to hit.
And no death lunge.
And no death lunge. Hey, look, he hit with a 3 and a 15.
Yeah. Double combo.
I just imagine if you crit with that and use that ability.
Oh my god. Does the glitter affect the light, like, refracted inside the pudding?
Yeah, actually, it crystallizes.
Cool. Can I keep it?
And it shrinks down until it's about the size of, like, a Rubik's Cube.
Huh.
Oh.
Neat. Souvenir.
Yep, I keep it.
Cece would love that.
Write it down. It is a Rubik's Cube-sized, crystallized Elder Black pudding.
Cece would like it, but I'm not the one that gets to keep
it. Wait, do you have the rats? Like the dark?
Yes.
Okay, shadow good. Mice? I got very nervous that we got rid of them, and she's going to be very mad.
No, I kept them.
Rubik's Cube-sized, crystallized Elder Black pudding.
Okay, anyone else need healing? In the
middle. Yes.
How hurt are you?
Well, after that, I'm at 49 out of 78.
You're still hooked.
I was at 40 when we started this.
You really should have asked for some healing.
Wounds generally? Another mass cure wounds?
I'm about 20, 21 down.
Okay, I'm at 86 out of 90, so I'm good.
You're still getting it one mass cure wounds.
Okay, fine.
Cure wounds are cured. They're a healing word. I don't have cure wounds yet.
Did you get, you guys are dang it over dang when you leave? Yeah. Edit that out, Mike. Thank you.
Everyone who can receive up to 10 receives up to 10. Let me know if you can't. How much do you receive?
I receive 4.
I receive all 10.
I receive all 10.
44, it sounds like.
Arklet is going to keep soaking those up as much as he goes. She's still
more of the mirror here.
She's still down 90 points. So she was an active Kate for years before ending up here. She is recovering, but she is obviously still in fight or flight mode. She sees you and she's scared. But she's gravitating directly towards Rico and she says, "El Combustion, you look so young.
This place does it to you."
I will do my best to impersonate.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Okay, call a number on a D12.
No, wait, make him roll a performance.
Call a number on a D12.
No,
I have skills for this.
Just humor me.
6.
You've met Arclight in person with your grandfather.
Okay.
I rolled a 7, so it's almost as good as it could have been. On a 6, you've actually had a conversation with her. On a 7, you've been there while your grandfather was talking with her. There's a good chance she'll remember you if you
do. Does she know Spanish or is it just English and French? Okay, then I will drop into Spanish and not quite, but close.
Her brain acts like it's rebooting. Think.
I was little one. Yeah,
little Rico.
Yeah.
Where are we?
We are in a place that we shouldn't be. This is the Twilight Realm, and we're like, getting you out of here.
Like those awful books?
Sort of.
A little bit worse.
Yeah, actually, similar, but I mean, that did come out well.
Oh,
when did the first one release?
Down 10?
Yeah.
Okay, ignoring you then, for now. Mike, you down still a lot?
Yes, but...
So, 3d8 plus 6?
That would be more than I need, but we should be getting out of here shortly, so...
Should be. Whether it is we actually take a short rest is another story.
Yeah.
We need to get out of here, because we're on a timetable, I remember.
You don't know how much time you've left. You have no
exactly.
Idea.
We need to start going before,
You know that you are at least a 4-hour walk from the exit.
All right,
which,
so
Mike... Which, if you've done the math, folks, I can tell you exactly how many hours they have left. I know.
Mike... You proceed to heal 11, 18, 24 points if you can.
I only need 20.
All right.
19, sorry.
What's your total?
148 again.
a giant fuck you to whatever gets in our way.
So, as you guys, you make your way out, and Arclitus, she commiserates with Sigma and Tigress. And Tigress kind of like...
I mean, Tigress is probably doing pretty great. I mean, yeah, she's had her...
Is she doing great?
Her inner animal help... Her
ow! do I think a Western restoration might do either good?
It's mental strain. It's not really... It's not something that magic can heal. It is a psyche issue. Now, if you had, like, psychic surgery, which I don't even know if it's a spell in this edition,
nope.
But it used to be, or you could literally help mental issues, it was a thing.
Sounds like something you could put into the telepath power set. I thought
about it. It'd be in a level 11 ability, though. It'd be a heftier one.
Okay.
Do it.
We'll look at that tonight.
In any case, I figure we have two really strong ones helping support the two that can't really move that well.
Mike, I'm going to give it to you now. You do have psychic surgery. It'll
then I will be doing that while we're walking.
It will end one mental effect, be it charmed, like battle fatigue, things like that. Shell shock. Limited forms of PTSD that aren't systemic. You know, like it is. We'll
say that I learned how to do this from talking with Arclight.
Yeah, you're not a doc in the box. Like you are not a psychiatrist, you can function. Actually, you function kind of like a psychiatrist. Like they'd have to come see you every once in a while to get a booster. But
ew, a booster.
That would be exactly what it is.
I know, but
it's something that essentially you're removing the parts of it that are truly horrific. You're actually surgically removing it from their brain.
I'm working with my power and trying to.
And Arclight doesn't take much. It's only one use of it, and it's power mod per day, per long rest. And we'll have to go add that.
Interesting effect from the booms, right, Ark?
Yeah.
But yeah, so.
So we'll start with her, and then as we're walking, start with Sigma.
And Sigma, you realize you're going to need a whole day's worth, at least.
Used one on Arclight, and I have four more.
So you can Tigress would only need one, maybe.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Maybe.
She's pretty much okay. She's just pissed.
Yeah.
And she wants to go home. So one would get her back to functional. You're going to need 7, 8, 10.
Well, we got three.
You get him to a point where he's not like,
he's not a babbling idiot.
But he is. I just want to not be here. As you make your way towards you guys finally do figure out that there is a way to trigger the panel, and it actually drops a giant ladder down here.
Fuck that! I cast fly.
Good on you.
I can cast it one level higher.
Okay, you and
Who sucks at climbing?
Arclight can fly. Tigress is up there. Some Arclight can walk up walls. You're fine. Oh, Luna. Luna.
Except that she's got like a 9 on her athletics.
8 on athletics, but I also have I can super jump with the fireworks.
Okay, she just jumps. She Super Mario's it bouncing off the walls.
I also make sure I stay in range of everyone.
He can fly. Yeah, okay. No, I'm casting fly on you.
She goes for it. She's like crouches down, and then you do it. Come on, Rico.
Remember, you have a limit range.
That's fair. Fair.
Right, so yeah, you make it up top, and like I said, they commiserate, and you make your way towards the portal is. You get to within about 30 feet of the portal, and you all
there he is.
You all hear a bell chime in the back of your head.
Boom.
What do you do? You have one action. Actually, I'm sorry, Samurai Crab, you wouldn't hear this.
MP is not under contract.
You notice how that a lot of the things attacking you have only been targeting you, but you're pretty...
How far are we?
You are exactly 30 feet from the door.
Book it?
Yeah.
Book it! Run!
We have one action to get the fuck out of here. So yeah,
and you have the plus 10 foot movement speed from Luna.
And I have a 40 foot movement speed normally, so...
Do you really?
Yeah, boom.
Boom.
Yeah.
Boom gives me plus 10. She gives me plus 10. He gives me plus 10.
I don't give you anything.
Okay, whatever.
I give you haste, though.
Also, I had that energy drink, monk. So I'm feeling a little, you know,
zippy.
Let's go.
Hey, we made a monk. Make sure
Arclight and Sigma and Tigris can get out when
they're fine. They keep up
with right, you guys. But Arclight is his range.
As you leave and as you go, you hear, "I'll see you soon." And you look back and you see the Eater of Hope with a giant ball of energy, like he's hurtling towards the portal.
Counterspell?
Who is the last person through the door?
Me.
Or him?
I'd probably be me.
He doesn't have an issue with him.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, you know
anything here.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
The last one through the door is Colin.
He's with a fuck.
I know.
So, no, the last of you. Your group that's through the door. It would either be it would be a samurai crab or it would be
or both of us together.
Sure, I'll take you both.
It's me.
Okay.
I don't have enough D6s out.
I do.
I'm also resistant and necrotic.
And radiant.
Yep.
You still have lay on hands ready, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
10, 20.
At least you're going from full, right?
39.
Mostly. 6 off. But I have 14 temporaries.
54 necrotic.
Halved. 15,
27.
27. And roll dex save. Actually, this would be a will save.
Oh, I'm better at that.
Are you?
Yeah.
Cleric.
I mean, yeah, your wisdom is not good.
It's better
it's
than
It's a plus 2, cloak of protection, and proficiency. It's a 6. And she's no longer in range.
So there goes that 9.
So it's a 6. I'm going to use my last inspiration.
Okay.
To hopefully roll better. Because I don't think a
if
14
not,
is
I'll
enough.
Use my inspiration.
It's a 6 now.
Go again.
It's a 1 now.
You oh. bet.
I haven't rolled. I'm going to stick with that 8.
So the highest roll you had?
Yeah.
No, 3 plus 5 is 8.
It's
you feel a wave of sheer anxiety and just the darkest thoughts, you know, hopelessness wash over you as the blast shoots you through the portal.
Did I use any or all of my psychic surgery already?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mark down that you have are marked by Despoiler.
Damn.
Oh, no. I tried.
You did. You used two inspirations to try and bail your way out, and you just
he it rolled worked the last time we did this.
I rolled. I kept rolling progressively lower.
You need to roll an 11 plus 5 is 16.
Okay, I need a 16. Yeah, a 16. None of the rolls were above 16. How do you spell Despoiler?
Despoiler.
Wow.
And as they exit the Twilight Realm, they pop into the. You guys popped in. Oh.
Arctic.
Yeah, you guys pop out into a very, very cold place.
Gosh darn it, we're here again!
And
we're not in space.
It's time to end. Thanks everybody for listening. We appreciate you. This is actually the first episode we're recording after releasing the first episode, so that's always fun. Yeah, we hope you enjoy it, and, you know, if you enjoyed the podcast, we'd appreciate it if you could leave us a like and review on anywhere you listen to the podcast, and if you really enjoy the podcast and want to support us, go to patreon.com/Vanderheden. The link will be in the show notes. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. Bye.